Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, executive producer of Biblical Health Television. Welcome to broadcast week number 3. Our featured expert teaching is by Paul Neeson, a raw food health author and international lecturer who's known as the Health Watchman. At age 20, Paul was diagnosed with inflammatory bowel disease, also known as Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, a deadly affliction. His search for a cure began with medical doctors, but they didn't have the answers he needed. After trying almost every so-called cure to overcome his pain and suffering, Paul finally discovered the benefits of eating more simply. This revelation caused Paul to continue to search for an answer, and he was led to read the Bible. When he saw that it clearly said we should not be controlled by the people of this world, but rather to follow the commands of the Almighty, everything made perfect sense to him. Paul's life is now dedicated to studying and living according to the Scriptures and to developing his relationship with the Most High. It is Paul's prayer to help as many people as possible to see the amazing health message of the Scriptures and to help them get to know and understand their Creator. According to Paul, the Scriptures comprise the greatest book on health ever written. Paul has written many books himself, including The Raw Life, Health According to the Scriptures, and The Daylight Diet, and has been featured on the Food Network, in several magazines and newspapers around the world, and is a regular guest on God's Learning Channel. He travels the globe giving lectures on raw food nutrition and preparation, of course, always with a biblical worldview, to show people how easy and fun the raw life can be. Today, Paul will introduce his expert topic on BHTV, which is Health According to the Scriptures, with a teaching entitled Misconceptions and Misunderstandings. So get out your Bible as he sets the record straight on a bunch of verses about health that are often twisted to wrong conclusions. Now, we have a great diversity of teachers on BHTV, all believers, but from different backgrounds and experiences. Paul is a Jewish believer, and he uses terms in his teaching that you may, at first, be unfamiliar with. But as the great teacher he is, Paul will fill you in. Brothers and sisters, if Paul shakes up your world a little bit by pointing out that you've been eating in a non-biblical way, or by showing you that you've been interpreting certain scriptures completely backwards, please try to count it all joy instead of getting offended. Just like all of our BHTV experts, Paul is not here to judge you, but to help you get out of Babylon. Please receive his words in that spirit. If you would like to contact Paul, please do so through his website, www.healthwatchman.com. And now, Paul Neeson, the Health Watchman, presenting Health According to the Scriptures, Misconceptions and Misunderstandings. Enjoy and be challenged.
Hello, and thank you for listening to my presentation. I want to talk about health, but there's so much misconception and misunderstanding about health according to the scriptures. And I am known as the Health Watchman because the scriptures tell us to warn the people when there's danger coming. And as a Christian, I want to warn you that there's danger coming ahead, and it is from the industries, the factories, farming, and all the other industries that are producing food out there today, or so-called food, but that food doesn't match up to what the scriptures call food, and it's directly affecting our health. As Christians, we are called to be set apart. Set apart from who? Set apart from the non-believers of the world. But in my research from traveling all over the world, I see just as many Christians suffering from disease and sickness as non-believers. As a matter of fact, I see non-believers eating healthier and suffering from less sickness as believers. Now, when we're called to be set apart, it's not supposed to be that way. It's supposed to be where we're not supposed to suffer from the same diseases as the non-believers. In Exodus 15:26 of the Bible, it says, "If we diligently follow all the statutes and commands of our Creator, we will not be stricken with the same diseases as the Egyptians." Now, this has nothing to do against Egyptians. This is about the disobedient people. We have been given guidelines and instructions found all throughout the Bible, and the foundation of that is the first 5 books of the Bible, starting right in Genesis, of how we are to take care of ourselves. And I do believe if we follow that, we will get the blessing of great health. that many of us are missing because we're simply ignoring these instructions. Now, there is a scripture in the Bible, in Hosea 4:6, that says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." And yes, in part, it is a lack of knowledge. However, we're smart people. We have worldly knowledge, and we have a lot of knowledge about things we're passionate about that we take a good time to study. But we do not have knowledge about the things that we need to know about, and this is why it says, "My people are destroyed." We have been given foundational health guidelines in the scriptures, and this is why I call the Bible the greatest health book ever written. But not only do non-believers not know the scriptures and misquote them, but believers often misquote the scriptures when it comes to the topic of health. The reason they do this, we'll get into some of them, but we just have a natural tendency to please our fleshly desires. And one of the key messages found in scripture is to separate ourselves from our fleshly desires and to be more in spirit with Messiah the way he wanted us to be. And he set the example. Now, he didn't give out a specific health guidelines and structures in terms of writing the Gospels like a health book. But what he did was he said to go back to the foundation, which is known as the Torah, which is the first five books of the Bible, which every Christian should be well versed in because it's the foundation of all of the scriptures. And this is why our Messiah is known as the living Torah, the living guidelines and instructions. We're going to get into some of the different misconceptions or misunderstandings that Christians are taught and believe about diet and health. And the reason why I have a passion to teach this message is I travel all over the world speaking in churches and assemblies, and I see more prayer for healing of sickness and disease than any other topic. And I'm thinking, if these people got the greatest health book in their hands or in their laps, why are they suffering from disease? Instead of praying for healing of disease, they should be praising for their great health. But that's just not the case. And the enemy knows a way to get to us. And there's no bigger way that the enemy's getting to us than we're suffering from disease, we're not getting better, we think he's not answering our prayers, and we continue to get sick. If you keep doing the same thing and expect a different result, that is the definition of insanity. You know, we're called to pray, but we're also called to take action and do when he tells us what to do. And he has told us what to do in his word, and we're going to get into that. But we have to understand, you know, we are responsible for our own sickness, and we could be responsible for our own healing. It's time we started acting the way believers should act, and that is following the word. We shouldn't have the same worries, sickness, and fears of the world today, but we do. We are being deceived. The enemy has deceived us. Let me give you an example. I knew a lady once who was suffering from disease, and I believe it was cancer. And she was in a hospital bed. She couldn't get up from the hospital bed. She was very sick. And she was attending a small basement church where I used to live in New York. Well, I'd say the whole church, maybe 20 people, fit into this hospital room. And they were all praying for her. And they were all praying that she would get healed and so on. And while they were praying, the nurse comes in and gives this lady pork. And everyone in the room thanked her. "Oh, thank you very much. You know, you're taking care of her." You know, the Bible says we shouldn't be eating pork. You know, even science will back that up to say it's the worst meat we could put in our body. Well, after everyone being deceived and thanking the nurse, I said to the nurse, "What are you doing? This lady's sick. How have you given us such a dangerous food?" And the nurse said something that many people often say, even believers say, which is very dangerous. They say, "Well, it's in moderation, so it's okay." Let me tell you something. If you eat poison in moderation, it's still poison. If you eat something that our Creator calls unclean or unauthorized or an abomination in moderation, that doesn't make it good for us. That's an excuse that we have to get away from. But these are the problems, and these are ways that we're being deceived by the enemy, and we must get away from this. There's a scripture, as we talk about the scriptures that many people are deceived from, that's used very often, and it's the scripture of Colossians 2:16. And this scripture says, "So don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat, drink, or for not celebrating certain holy days or new moon ceremonies or Sabbaths." Now, many Christians often believe this was Paul saying, we no longer have to follow the guidelines and instructions that were given to us in the what they call Old Testament, because this is a New Testament, this is a new covenant, and now we're free to do all the things because Messiah, you know, everything was nailed to the cross and we no longer have to do these things. This is the biggest misunderstanding and is so far from the truth. This wasn't Paul speaking to the non-believers, or even saying everything's okay, you can do whatever you want. He was speaking to the believers, saying, don't let anyone judge you for keeping the appointed instructions that our Creator told us about food, about drink, and about the appointed times and everything else. And let me tell you this about your health. Health is more than just diet alone. Health is more than just food alone. If you eat the wrong food, you're going to suffer physically from a physical disease, because there's a direct connection between what we put in our bodies and our physical diseases. But if you continue to live against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, you are going to suffer from spiritual and emotional disease. So you have to look at it from every area. So here's a scripture in Colossians 2:16 that I read that's often used by Christians to say, we no longer need to follow the old guidelines in the scripture. There's new guidelines. You must understand, it's so imperative that in Matthew 5:17, when it says, I came to fulfill the law or fulfill the Torah, Messiah was not saying, you no longer have to do that. He was setting an example of how to do that. And he was saying, it is so important. You know, in Jeremiah, when he said, I give you a new covenant, he wasn't saying this is to replace or do away with the original covenant. He was saying that original covenant was so important. We need to take it off paper and put it on our heart. The same guidelines and instructions have to come and be on our heart so we understand them without having to look them up, so they become part of that. Let me give you another example. I was once watching a documentary about the first war in Iraq, and they interviewed some Muslims, and the Muslims said, the Americans have no idea about our faith. We cannot separate our emotions from our faith because our faith is part of our DNA. We can't separate the two. However, many Christians choose and pick topics that they're passionate about. And the topics that they're not passionate about, they separate themselves from those topics. And the most common one today is diet. So, for example, a faithful person, a faithful Christian, or these Muslims that I heard talking on this documentary, even if they don't like doing something, they have the belief and understanding, well, even though we don't like it, we have to follow it because it's part of it. But within Christianity today, within the church today, what I am seeing is people doing what they please, and if it doesn't please them, they're making excuses or being misguided not to do these things, and food is a great example. So we're going to talk about these things, but to understand what Messiah was talking about, not only about health, about all issues, our spiritual, emotional, and physical health, you must understand the foundation of the Bible, which is the first five books of the Bible. And the Bible starts in Genesis. It's called Bereshit, which means beginning in Hebrew. In Deuteronomy 12:32, and Deuteronomy is one of those first five books. And by the way, when the Messiah was here, he was teaching out of the Torah. There was no New Testament at the time. And when Timothy says every word of Scripture is profitable for us, you know, there was no New Testament. He was talking about every word written in the Torah. So we look at Deuteronomy 12:32, which says, see that you do all I command you to do. Do not add or take away from it. But it says, see that you do all I command you to do. Now, he's given us these guidelines and instructions to bless us, to help us. These are the things about health that the New Ages have taken and they're doing. And I would say from a health and diet standpoint, New Agers are following the scriptures closer than most believers. And just an example, in the scriptures it says that not to be a glutton. It says not only not to overeat, it says not even to eat with people that overeat. Well, I could tell you obesity is highly caused by overeating. And you take your word for it. The next time you're sitting in church, look around you. Are people overweight? Yes, there might be that one person in many that might have a thyroid issue and they might not have control over the weight. But 99% of the people overweight are responsible for it, and the reason is they are usually overeating. Not only looking at the people next to you, look at the pastor giving the message, or look at the rabbis in the synagogues today. They're overweight. They're not listening to what the scriptures say. In Proverbs it says, do not dine with drunkards or feast with gluttons. So not only does it not tell you to overeat, it tells you not even to eat with people that overeat. Because guess what you end up doing when you hang out with people that are doing something. So when you hang out with people that are not following the guidelines and instructions in all areas, regardless if it pleases their flesh or not, guess what you end up doing? So we need to look at these things. A lot of people know these things, but there's a deception taking place. It's known, but it's still not given. For example, there's many holidays that are followed today, which I call Hallmark holidays, that the church teaches to follow, that has nothing to do with the Bible. But many people follow them, and the church teaches them, and many people just do what the church says. So they're just excuses that are being used. And people say, well, everyone else does it, so I guess it's okay. I want to give you this scripture, and I want you to write this down or look it up. This one is very important you understand this scripture, and it's 1 Timothy 4:1 and 3. And there's many different translations out there, but the translation I'm reading it from, it says, and the Spirit expressly says that in the last times, some of the faithful will turn their minds to following deceitful spirits and teachings of demons, of liars, who have seared their own conscience in hypocrisy by forbidding to marry, keeping away from food, which our wonderful Creator created for the faithful, for those who know the truth to receive with thanksgiving. Now, this was a prophecy of the future of what was going to happen. And let's break that down and look at deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. You know, well, we know the enemy, the Satan, the devil, these are the deceitful spirits, the teachings of demons. Then it says in the scripture, the teaching of liars. Teaching of liars. People who know the truth but teach different. In James 4:17, it says to know good and not to do it to him, it is sin. Now, some of the things I'm telling you here, you might understand, you might have heard before, some not. But after you hear me now, you can no longer use the excuse, I didn't know that. And as it says to know good and not to do it to him, it is sin. So even though you might not be held accountable for something before because you didn't know it, you can still suffer the consequences from things you're doing that don't go along with his word. But now you do know it. So you're going to be held accountable on every single level. So they're teaching things that they really don't know. Now, the church knows the truth about many of these things about diet and so on, but they're not teaching them. How do I know they know the truth? Because it's right there in the scriptures. If somebody doesn't know understanding about diet or health, it means one of two things. Either they're not reading their Bible, or they're being misled and they're being deceived. As a matter of fact, I would go so far to say, besides Messiah being who he claims to be, well, Yeshua the Messiah, and for those of you that don't know, Yeshua is the Hebrew name of our Messiah, and as a Jewish believer, I like to refer to him as the name that he was given and called. Many of you refer to him as Jesus, and that's the common reference today used for Messiah. Messiah is our Savior, which a lot of people call Christ. So when I say Yeshua the Messiah, I'm talking about Jesus Christ. I also like to use the name of our Creator, and his name is Yahweh. Now, if you want to give him a title and say God or Lord, that's fine as well. But when I say Yahweh, we're talking about the same Creator. So besides Messiah being who he claims to be, there's not any topic in the scriptures that's more common and more spoken about and more easy to understand than the diet we should be eating, than the food we should be putting in our body. It couldn't be more clear. And I'll do other teachings on this TV station about the foods we should be eating, how we should be eating them. But the fact is, the Bible makes it clear. And the fact that people seem to be confused by it just means the church is doing the confusing. Or when I say the church, the pastor teaching the message, or the popular church today. I've been to some churches where they've gotten it right and they're eating healthy. But you look at the confusion that comes in there and how the enemy confuses people. Let me give you another example. The Seventh-day Adventist church today, one of the things they're known for is their health message. And Ellen White, who was a Seventh-day Adventist who spoke about health, who has some excellent books on health, regardless if you believe in what Seventh-day Adventists believe or not, you have to understand Some of the greatest biblical health books ever written were by Ellen White. She teaches a message about health, and a message that I believe very strongly in and the Bible talks about is eating the foods as natural and fresh as possible. Now, if you ask any Christian out there, of all the different Christian sects out there, which one teaches the health message, they'll say, well, the Seventh-day Adventist preaches about health or talks about diet more than any others. However, when I go to a Seventh-day Adventist church today, they're not eating healthy food. Just because they're not eating meat, they're not eating healthy food. They're eating fake meat. They're eating wheat gluten. They're not eating fruits and vegetables. They're not eating fresh vegetables. So this is how we've been misled, and we're getting away from these things we should be doing. If you really want to know what the Bible says about health and diet, it's very simple. In Genesis 1:29, it says to eat fruits and vegetables. That should be our food. And then later in the scriptures, in Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14, it says we can now eat meat, but these are the clean meats to eat, and these are the meats that are an abomination that we should avoid. That's it. It's that simple. But the church today teaches that we no longer have to follow these guidelines and instructions, and we could eat whatever we want. And this is the hypocrisy that we're talking about in 1 Timothy 4:1 and 3. It said in the end times, this is what would be taught, hypocrisy. The church knows the truth. They're not teaching it. Some of them are teaching it, but they're not doing it. This is why I call it the gospel of the oxymorons or the book of hypocrites. And this is the problem that a lot of people are having today, and they're getting sick as a result. So we must do something about this. You know, this is what we need to think about. Just as a foundation, look at the Ten Commandments. Does your church teach we are no longer held under the law? Does your church teach this is what Messiah taught, so this is what we should strive to follow? I'm not saying we'll all reach perfection, but where's our heart? Are we striving to reach this? And the same thing goes with the diet. Is your church teaching that we're excused from the guidelines and instructions that were taught? Or are they saying these is what we need to strive for, and this is what we need to learn for? I know other pastors that won't even talk about food because they don't want to upset the people, and they don't want to lose the people because then they'll lose their money. Now, it might seem like I'm being harsh. It might seem like I'm angry, but I'm just telling you the truth of what's happening out there. There's some common tricks that are being used to confuse us, and we could say it's the enemy confusing us or the church deceiving us, whatever we want to say. But one of those common tricks is the old versus the new, the Old Testament versus the New Testament. You need to understand it's not two books. It's one book. It's a continuation. One of the reasons Messiah came was to make it simpler so that we understood these guidelines and instructions, not to do away with the guidelines and instructions, but to say, look, I'm going to be a living Torah, the living guidelines and instructions, so you can see how it's done and how it should be done, and I'm going to help you do it. It's not two books, it's one book. If you truly want to get the health message found in the Bible, get your Bible, open it right now, and rip the page out that separates the old covenant from the renewed covenant, or the original from the renewed. It's not two books, it's one book. So the next thing we have to understand is it's not a testament as we refer to the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's a covenant. And if you're a Christian out there that sincerely wants to know the importance of the message of Messiah and the message of all of Scripture, do a Bible study on the word covenant. And when you do that and you understand the importance of keeping your word, and when you become a believer and accept Yeshua as your Messiah, you're saying, I am going to do my best every day to learn, study, and have action to follow to keep the guidelines and the instructions found in Scripture. Another common way believers are often misunderstood of what we should be doing or shouldn't be doing when it comes to health is the word Torah. Now, you've heard me refer to the word Torah several times already. Some people think that that's for Jewish people or that's a Jewish thing. No, other people think the word Torah means the word law, and they say, well, we're not under the law. Well, in fact, the word Torah means guidelines and instructions. So when you're saying you accept and you believe in Yeshua or believe in Jesus, you're saying, I am going to believe in the guidelines and instructions, which is the Torah. Another common way I see people being deceived away from the message of health from the scriptures is the writings of the Apostle Paul. Some people will go so far to say he's actually contradicting the Torah. He's going against what the Torah actually says. No, Paul was a Torah scholar and knew the Torah by heart, and he knew every single word of it, and he actually taught people the Torah. He wasn't teaching against it. And the only people that are going to believe that he was teaching against it are people that do not understand it. If you understand it and you see his message, you see he wasn't teaching a confusing message. He was teaching the same message that Messiah taught, that we must keep the guidelines and the instructions, and diet is no different. The diet guidelines and instructions in the scriptures have never changed. You know, the fact is, everybody, food has nothing to do with our salvation. We're saved only through the blood of Messiah. But if you want to be blessed with great health and you want to avoid getting the diseases of the world today, you must pay attention to the guidelines and the instructions that our Creator has given us when it comes to food and the foods we should be putting in our body. Romans 14:17 says, "For the kingdom of Yahweh is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, shalom, and the joy of the Holy Spirit." He wants our hearts to be in the right place. However, if our hearts are in the right place, we should have every desire to follow the guidelines and the instructions that he set out for us and not go against them. Proverbs 14:12 puts the reality where it really is. There's a path before each person that seems right, but ends in death. So whatever you're doing out there, it might seem right, but if you're suffering from disease on a regular basis, if you're experiencing the same disease of the world today, something is not going along with our Creator's plan. Because in his plan, he did not want us to suffer with these diseases that the non-believers are suffering. In his plan, he wants us to receive the blessing of great health. If you eat unhealthy food, it's going to affect your health. If you eat unclean food, it's going to affect your health and your blessings. And your obedience will reveal your heart. Now, for those of you out there who say that the dietary law was for the Jewish people only and it's not for us Christians, look at what it says in Acts 15:20. It says, "But to instruct them to abstain from the pollutants of the idols, from immorality, and from the meat strangled of animals, and from the blood." The meat strangle of animals and the blood is directly found in the Torah. That same Torah that many people or many Christians believe is only for the Jewish people. But this is Paul saying this in the New Testament, in the Renewed Covenant. It says it's for all people, all believers that proclaim Yeshua as Messiah. Another thing it says, for food to be clean, it must have two things. Number one, it must be sanctified by Yahweh. And number two, by prayer. So for those people out there that say, oh, I could just pray over a food and make it clean, it's not only that, it also must be sanctified. It says here in 1 Timothy 4:4 and 5, because everything created by Yahweh is good, and nothing is to be rejected after being taken with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified through the word of Yahweh and prayer. This is another scripture that's often misunderstood, mistranslated, or misused. Yes, we could pray over things, but no matter how many times you pray over a Twinkie, it's never going to make it healthy. We have to understand, clean food, good food, is the only food we should be praying over. We shouldn't be praying over unhealthy food, because it's not really food fit for our consumption. It's not food for our body. It is an abomination to our Creator to eat unclean food. But even worse, it's an abomination to be praying over unclean food. It's not food. It's not meant for us. Everything he created is good for a reason, but not everything he created is food. And we have to stop using these scriptures and turning them around. We need to set apart ourselves, and we need to set apart everything we're doing and understand what the word set apart means. It means to be holy. It means to be set apart, to be pure, and to purify. It's not about good or bad. It's about set apart, holy versus the unholy, and the things he called an abomination are unholy and unclean and shouldn't be in our body. We have to understand these things, and we have to actually take action and do these things. Now, I have a couple of more minutes, and I want to finish up with a couple more things, but I will come back and do more teachings and teach about these things in more detail. But we have to look at the hypocrisy, and we have to look at the different traditions that are being taught today. Isaiah 65:4 and 5, we look at what's being taught, and Yeshua is speaking against the traditions of man. In Isaiah 65:4 and 5, we see this happening. It says, "They eat the flesh of pigs, and they make stew with other forbidden foods. Yet they say to each other, 'Don't come too close, or you will defile me.'" Now, this is the problem that Yeshua had with the rabbis and the sages and the Pharisees at the time. He wasn't doing away with the guidelines and instructions. He was telling them, look, you're adding to it. You're taking away from it. But we saw right in the scriptures, it says, do not add or take away, but we are to keep. You know, but this scripture right here by Isaiah and this prophecy of 65, 4 and 5 says, they eat the flesh of pigs and make stew with other forbidden foods. Yet they say, don't come too close or you will defile me. The reason why this is known as hypocrisy is because we're not supposed to be eating pigs and other forbidden foods. This scripture would mean nothing if we believed that we could eat anything and everything was clean again. And more proof that eating unclean food and hypocrisy is an abomination to Yahweh. In Isaiah 66:17, it says, those who consecrate and purify themselves in the sacred garden with its idol in the center, feasting on pork and rats and other detestable meats will come to a terrible end, says our Creator. They're not following his guidelines and instructions. And it says here what unclean is. And it doesn't say it'll be done away with in the future. It says they will come to a terrible end because they continue to ignore the guidelines and the instructions. We have to uncover the real meanings of why these things happening and the real truths to why these things happening. There's three reasons why these things are happening. I'm going to give you these three reasons, and then we're going to close up this time, and in the next episode, we'll get more into detail of what these three reasonings are and what we could do about them. The first one is the traditions we have around food. Do we ever stop to ask ourselves where these traditions come from? And why we follow these traditions without even questioning them? And then even more important, do these traditions glorify our Creator or are they abomination to Him? It's so important to understand history if you want to be healthy and you want to be blessed. And to just do things because everyone else is doing them is getting us in trouble. And I want to challenge every one of you that's listening right now to do some research and do some history about the foods we eat, why we eat them, how we eat them, when we eat them. Do some history about everything the Bible says, Messiah told us to do. And look in the original covenant in the Torah when it says you need to eat these foods throughout all your generations. And then you look in history and find out, well, where did this stop? Why did this stop? And then you look at the rates of disease, how they went from very little to very high. You know, you just don't need to go too far. Just look in the desert when Moses took the children of Israel out of Egypt and they were crossing the desert. And you started to see the people there start to suffer and they die. Why? Because they were ignoring and even worse, they were bickering and going against the guidelines and instructions that our Creator set forth. Now, another part of this is, I said there's three. Another part is called metaphors, the metaphors that are used around food today. You know, there's a lot of people that will reference food and they'll use food and they'll say the Bible says this about food, the Bible says that about food. Well, many times in the scriptures when it's talking about food, it has nothing to do with food or nothing to do with nutrition. It's given a metaphor because so many people can relate so closely to food. For example, in Peter's vision, when Peter said, you know, I never ate an unclean animal and he was told to eat an unclean animal, many people think, well, now we can eat unclean animals. No, that had nothing to do with food. Food was used as a metaphor for a higher example of not keeping together the clean and the unclean, of separating, dividing, and what set apart is truly to mean. But people don't get that today. We're going to look more into that verse. We're going to look into more of the sheet with the animals and Peter and metaphors in another episode. But we have to understand a lot of people are confused today because they think every time the scripture mentioned food, they're talking about nutrition. And that's just not true. And then finally, we're going to look at idioms, the different idioms that were used. Now, you know, I've tried to study Hebrew in the past, and I'm not the best person out there at learning languages. It's not that easy for me. But as hard as I thought Hebrew was, biblical Hebrew is a completely different language. So many people that even know Hebrew, they don't understand biblical Hebrew. And many people today that know English, they don't understand English from the old day. You see, there's different types of languages, and languages have been changed. Translations have been changed. But we could look at idioms today, and we could just look in the United States here today. There are certain idioms that in other countries, they have no idea what we're talking about. And just like in other countries, people from the United States have no idea what they're talking about. Well, during scriptural time, there were writings in the Bible that we don't have any idea what they're talking about until we understand idioms. And we're going to get into some of these different idioms, what they meant, how they were used, and so on. There are many idioms that are used about food back then and today as well that we just don't understand. And I'll give you one example right now. The land of milk and honey. Now, does that mean there was a physical land of milk and honey? Now, if you tell a little kid today or somebody today, well, there's a land of milk and honey, we couldn't comprehend what that would be. Is there a really, like, are you walking on honey and are you swimming in milk? No, it's not a land of milk and honey. It meant something completely different. The land of the promise and prosperous, it was there available waiting for us. But because of the idiom, we wouldn't understand that. There are many examples throughout scripture like this that confuse people. As a health watchman, as it says in Ezekiel 33, I cannot be quiet and I have to reveal these things to people. You know, whether you like this message or not, whether you want to hear it or not, it's time we let go of the things that we shouldn't be doing, the foods we shouldn't be eating, and just disgracing our Creator, living in the abominations and making an excuse to say it's okay. I thank you so much for tuning in. And if there's something I said that made you feel uncomfortable, you probably needed to hear it. In fact, you definitely needed to hear it. And don't take my word for anything I said. I've given you the scriptures. I've asked you to look at the history of these things. So go and look it up for yourself. I have a lot more teachings, but I thank you for taking the time out to listen to me and this wonderful station. There's great teachers here. So thank you very much and be blessed and be obedient and shalom, shalom.
We hope you have enjoyed and were challenged by misconceptions and misunderstandings. The first in Paul Neeson's Health According to the Scriptures teaching series here on Biblical Health Television. If you would like to contact Paul, you may do so through his website, www.healthwatchman.com. Thank you so much for being a member of BHTV. If you need any support, please contact our help desk at www.biblicalhealth.tv/help, or just go under the Member Help support link here on the website.